Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 160 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I get a chance to talk again with Mike Black from Terry Black's Barbecue in Austin, Texas, and now Dallas, Texas. They're opening in November of 2019 in Dallas, Texas, and that's why I wanted to circle back and find out more about that for you guys and for myself. It's really interesting to chat with them too, because I wanted to find out more about their volume that they do and how they keep the consistency and their line moving. A lot of people that I have talked to in these interviews have actually gone to Terry Black's to either work with them, to learn more about how they do this, or visit them and watch the lines and see how it works. They have three cutters, extremely efficient. He mentions that they go through 1,250 briskets a week, which is a phenomenal number. But we get into their business model and how they do their business, but then we get into the Dallas location and all about that and how large it is, that it's 11,000 square feet, same hours, same menu for right now. They have a full bar. They have two event spaces, which they don't have in the Austin location. And we talk about why Dallas and all that. So I wanted to get into that. And then I have three fun questions for him at the end. But I know you'll really enjoy this. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I do one or two of these per week, if not more. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Tons more content, as well as links to all my podcasts and YouTube stuff. I'm available on all the social media at Kevin's BBQ Joints. Follow me, check me out, news, information, all that good stuff. But thank you again for listening. I hope you have a great week. Enjoy. I dig that you, and I just ordered some stuff for my stuff, that you guys have an online store. I don't know how long you've had it, but.
So we're so busy there at the restaurant that we don't have the space for the time to send merch out. So I just reached out to our merch company and said, hey.
Smart.
Why don't you guys do fulfillment for us and y'all get a cut of every order. So
that's smart.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we make the merch and we've got a space to hold it for you guys. So when you place an order on, you know, terryblacksbbq.com, it goes straight to them and then they do fulfillment. And then it goes into our account, you know, via cool. The online payment method. So
that's awesome. And I noticed a couple of people that I know are models of the different things. You got Dylan.
Yes, and us. We used all employees there at the restaurant, and then some of them have since gone on. I know Dylan was like the main one. He took a really good headshot, Dylan Taylor, who is obviously opening up his own barbecue restaurant with Johnny and Lane and those guys.
And I've seen him wear, and I've seen that black shirt that I got the black one too. I've seen that shirt, and I'm like, because I've seen him wear it like outside of that photo shoot, obviously.
I need to update all those. We got a bunch of new merch, so I just haven't taken the time to do it.
That's cool. Well, I'll add that in the beginning of this, so that way people know to go to your online shop, and it'll be for both the Dallas and the Austin location, because it's all on one website.
Yeah, to complicate things, I'm updating that website.
Okay, maybe we know that.
So the shop will still work the same though, but I need to update it and perfect
it. Yeah, well, I think that's how it seems like what you guys are always doing, updating and perfecting in general. That's kind of
constantly.
Well, cool. Let's kind of jump in. I wanted to do this 10 minutes with because you have a Dallas location opening up, and I want to get into like just so people can get an idea of what to expect for that location. And then I have three like silly questions that I ask, that are non-barbecue related just for fun. And then, and they're easy. They're not something like it's not going to kill you in the morning. And then, also, can you, before we get into the Dallas location, can you explain your Austin location? Because it's funny, because as I've done these interviews since you and I have talked, so many people have either said that they've either worked with you or they have gone to your store, your restaurant, just to get an idea of how to deal with the volume. Somebody, I think Adamson, I was talking to Maddie at Adamson Barbecue in Toronto, and they borrowed your idea, your concept, because of what you guys are putting out amazing numbers there.
Yeah, we're crazy, crazy efficient. Mark and I are constantly fine-tuning things and tweaking things and figure out, you know, ways to get better. So yeah, we've consulted with a lot of people around, not just the United States, but around the world. We've consulted with a lot of different places and, you know, fine-tuning our craft there in Austin. But we've had a lot of really, really good people that have come through and worked with us. Obviously, Dylan Taylor, he started with us day one when we started the restaurant. He was really green, man. He was, I think he was an 18-year-old kid. And,
that's hilarious.
You know, he's since gone on and done great and push the envelope, and he's gonna open his own store. And then Joel, you know, down in South Texas, he just got his barbecue restaurant open.
I just interviewed him last week.
Oh yeah, yeah. I need to check that out. He's gonna kill it down there, man. Joel's an awesome guy. And then Tay, flip my hat around. Tay Nelson, Bobby's Barbecue.
Okay,
and,
I don't know that. Okay, cool.
You never talk to Tay?
I want to.
Yeah. So he came down. He I thought he was gonna stay for a few days, you know, training with us. And he ended up staying for 2 weeks, trained with us, and, you know, he's become a lifelong friend now. And nice. He's out there in South Carolina. He's doing really well. We've had a ton of people come through there, man. And, you know, most of them we know, they're just going to be there for a short stint. But it's not about, you know, them coming in stealing anything. It's coming in and them learning, mm-hmm. and then them teaching us, and us, you know, that's how we constantly get better.
That's a great way to look at it. That's the way to look at it, I think.
Yeah, they all bring something to the table.
How so, when you envisioned your restaurant at the beginning, I don't know if we got into this when I first talked, did you think of it as having that kind of massive volume and doing that kind of business?
No, not like we're doing now. But you know, we wanted to set ourselves apart from everyone else in the Austin, you know, scene. Everyone was selling out, just open for lunch. Mm-hmm. Most places were closed Mondays. And, you know, there's so much good barbecue in Austin. There still is. I mean, there's, I don't know, 10 places that are amazing, right? That on any given day, you know, any of those 10 can be the best place in Austin. Mm-hmm. But so we wanted to do something a little different and separate ourselves. So we said, okay, well, you know, there's two of us. We're going to grind. We're going to work hard. And so we're open 7 days a week, you know, the a.m. and p.m., the lunch and dinner, doing it all on offset cookers, no rotisseries. We said that's how we're going to separate ourselves. Plus, you know, the three cutting blocks. We're going to get people through as fast as possible and as efficiently as possible.
That's smart.
Don't have to waste the whole day in line, right? If you want to waste the whole day, that's cool. You know, there's something cool about, you know, hanging out in line. And
yeah, there is something about that. Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. But that wasn't, you know, the model that we wanted to do. So
it's just so intriguing. And I've been meaning to talk to you since about that, because I think that it gives that option that a lot of people need, that evening option or that option to come in and they want to eat great barbecue, but they, like you said, they don't have 2 hours or they don't have an hour and a half or an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. So obviously we separate ourselves in all those different areas. And then the next challenge is, you know, the hardest thing in barbecue, right? Consistency.
True.
How do you stay consistent? Because you've got to hire more cooks, you got to hire more cutters, and you got to cook more product. So that's been the hard part.
And cooking,
man.
Those two shifts too, or like multiple shifts. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you don't want stuff left over to the night. So you, like I said, you cook in shifts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got a crazy, crazy good system that we do though.
That's
it's like
awesome.
Musical chairs. Something comes off, something goes on, but you stagger everything. So. You know, it really works out for
you. Can you, I know it's not necessarily something you have to say, but roughly how many briskets do you go through a week?
On a week? Let's see, this last Saturday we did 240.
Saturday.
That was just on Saturday. On the week we're doing, let's see, it'd be 225 cases. So 225 cases times five. What is that?
Over 1,000.
1,250.
12, yeah, 1,250.
Yeah, 1,250 briskets a week, so. I mean, the crazy thing is that's pretty consistent, 52 weeks a year. And there's a number of different reasons why that's consistent. But
wow.
Yeah, it's wild. Man. That's crazy.
Right. Well, that's awesome. And because of that, and you're still smiling, you're not stressed. There's no stress lines. It's an amazing marvel what you've got to create it. Now, your new location in Dallas. Why Dallas, and what's that place all about?
Man, so we wanted to branch out. You know, it's Mark and I. There and we started going to Dallas and just really fell in love with the city itself and Deep Ellum, the area that we're going to be in.
Yeah, I saw that. Really
liked it. Pecan Lodge was over there. Pecan Lodge was really, really killing it. And we got a real estate agent. We actually didn't look just in Deep Ellum. We looked all over, and a building presented itself in Deep Ellum, and we jumped on it, and we've got a little over double the space that we have in Austin. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, in Austin we got 5,000 square feet, and Deep Ellum will have 11,000.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But and I thought, man, this is too much space. You know, we talked about doing another little concept in one of the, you know, the front of the one of the buildings, and then we started designing the building, and all of a sudden we ate all that space up, and we're like, we don't have enough.
And what's the address?
Yeah, 3025 Main Street, mm-hmm. Dallas, Texas. 75226.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna send you a letter. They're gonna send you a letter. So what's the so will you have three cutters? What it'll be open. The hours I was looking online, they look the same, right? They're the same hours.
Yeah, it's gonna be to start, same hour, same menu. Now that might morph itself, you know, to the area. You gotta morph to the area. So we might stay open a little bit later. We'll have a full bar there, so and we'll have a nice outdoor patio, it'll be two stories. But what will really set us apart, well, there's a lot of things, but we've got two event rooms. So right now here in Austin, we can't do any reservations. We've got 240 seats in Austin, and we can't, no reservations. But in Dallas, like I said, we've got two private event rooms, so we can capitalize on that. And then the pits, right now the pits are just kind of spread around the park, the parking lot in Austin. And then in the back, we've got two more. There in Deep Ellum, we'll have five pits. They'll be inside. So when you're waiting in line, you can kind of see the pits, see the guys cooking.
That's
So
really
that's kind of
cool.
a, yeah, it'll be real cool. So
How'd you
excited
pull that
about
off?
that.
Is that was that difficult with the city to?
Of course it is, man. Dealing with any city
Yeah,
is
what am I
difficult,
asking? That was a stupid question.
but no, we made it work.
You have five. Are they all Mobergs?
Yeah, all five are Mobergs.
Five 1,000 gallon pits.
Yep, five 1,000 gallon pits, and then we got a you know, I always talk about rotisseries. We got a rotisserie to cook sausage in the back. When I worked in Lockhart, that's really what they were really good for, was cooking sausage, just putting out a consistent product. But you can do, you know, 500 pounds and get it off, you know, way faster than we can in Lockhart. I mean, I'm sorry, in Austin, you know, we're loading up, just constantly loading up sausage pits, and you can only cook about 200 pounds on a pit, and it's gonna take 3.5 hours, and it's gonna be a little
Sure.
inconsistent. So excited about, you know, using that rotisserie for the sausage. But
Wow, that'll be cool. That's amazing. When is it going to be open?
ooh, we start training November 5th, so about 2 weeks, and then we think we can get open November 18th.
You trying to get open before Thanksgiving? Is that a goal?
Yeah, trying to get open before Thanksgiving. That's our goal. I think we'll hit the goal. We've got some good people on staff. The crazy part though is trying to hire. I think we started hiring. We had already hired management a couple months ago, but you know, employees to work the restaurant, we started hiring about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And from when we started until November 5th, we need to get about 100 people.
Wow.
So yeah, that's 100 people to start with. Now you don't need 100 people to run the operation,
No.
but you know how it is. Some
Yeah,
people just
yeah.
aren't going to work out for whatever reason, so it's easier to come down than to
Yeah, to
constantly
a
go
level
up.
that makes sense, but yeah, the weed out the
Exactly.
yeah. 'Cause
Yeah.
it's not for everything. A restaurant's not for everyone, and barbecue business isn't for everyone.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, and that's something Mark and I have just learned so much over the last, you know, 5.5 years that we've been open. When we first got the Austin restaurant open, I think we started with 30 people. We're like, that's what we need, 30 people. And we actually still have 20 of those people. But, you know, you lost a few people and you're constantly trying to hire people. You know, we only need one dishwasher, right? And then all of a sudden that dishwasher doesn't show up and you have zero dishwashers. So we learned a lot from that opening. And then just talking with different, you know, restaurant tours around town, we found that like a Texas Roadhouse, when they're going to open, they need 150 people to be fully staffed, but they hire 300 for that first day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. So then you scale down, you know.
Yeah, you wonder too, like for like big chains. Like I have a friend that worked for a Cheesecake Factory. He was a hiring, doing HR and hiring for. He'd open a Cheesecake Factory somewhere, and then it's a chain restaurant, not barbecue, obviously. But it's
Right.
they would do. I think they'd hire 500 people. It was a massive amount of people for these restaurants.
It's insane. Yeah, when we hired a recruiting company to go out there and try to find our manager, and you know, they said, well, you know, what restaurants do you look up to and like? And Cheesecake was at the top of that list. And
And very efficient.
The GM Cheesecake Factory runs a really good business. The GM that we hired, he has a Cheesecake background.
Interesting.
Robert Solomontes, he was there for like 10 years.
Yeah, I think that's and that goes that's a smart business model to choose people that have worked at Cheesecake Factory or places run like that because yeah, you want someone that can handle what you're dealing with and especially that many employees. That's a challenge. There's a lot everybody all these humans. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, in Austin, we've got 85 people there on staff, but I mean, that's a monster. So to think we're going to go to Dallas and replicate the success that we've had in Austin, I mean, that's wishful thinking, right? But you hopefully you can do, you know, half of it, right?
Are you gonna be living out? Oh yeah, for sure. Are you gonna be living out there for a little while?
Yeah, so I've got an apartment up there, but my brother and my sister, they're moving up there, so
Oh,
they'll
okay.
be living in Dallas. and then I'll be back and forth. I've got a wife and a 5-month-old baby. So
Oh yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
yeah, so I'll still be running Austin with their help as well. They'll be back and forth. They'll be living up there full time.
Wow, that's exciting. And I would say let's go over the menu, but they can go to the old interview or go online. It's what you would expect from Terry Black's barbecue.
Yeah, traditional, you know, Central Texas style barbecue menu.
Awesome sides, awesome desserts, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for doing that part. And then I have these three stupid questions that silly questions that I want to ask you just to keep it consistent with these 10 minutes with interviews. If you weren't doing what you're doing right now, what would you want to be doing? What job? What type of job?
Ooh. I would want to be in the wine industry,
Yeah.
which I'm dipping my toes into right now.
Oh, cool.
I could see myself growing grapes and
Right.
yeah, I really like wine.
Do you ever come out to California?
Yeah, I've been out to Napa a few times now in Sonoma. It's awesome, man. I love it out there.
You should come into the Central Coast too, Paso Robles and Los Olivos and all out there.
Yeah.
Like that part, they're growing amazing. They have amazing Zinfandels. Yeah, that's. Let me know next time you're coming out. I'll try to meet you somewhere. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Yeah, that's a portion. And I think too. And I was talking to someone. I forget who I was. I was talking to Jim Noble from Noble Smoke in North Carolina. He was in Charlotte. He likes to pair wine with barbecue. That's like his thing. He wants to elevate that connection. So, I don't
Love it,
know.
man.
Maybe
Love
you could
it.
do it too. That would be awesome. That's cool. That's interesting. And then secondly, what are you listening to like right now, music wise?
Music-wise, man. Man, I listen to AM radio, so.
That's funny. I say it's all talk,
No, you know, I like
sports.
Texas country. So, my
Oh,
favorite artist out there right now is Park McCollum.
okay.
He's a big fan of the restaurant. He's in all the time.
Oh,
So,
cool.
yeah, Parker's doing big things right now and really love his music.
All right, well, I'll listen to it. I'll add that to my list today.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then lastly, is there a restaurant in Austin that's not barbecue that you're digging right now or that you go to a lot?
Ooh. You know, since I've had a 5-month-old, I haven't been eating out very much. But
Maybe before, maybe a year ago.
maybe before, let's see, my wife's favorite restaurant is Jack Allen's Kitchen. She loves Jack Allen's. And let's see, what's the best meal I had as of lately? I don't know, man. I've been eating a lot of Hamburger Helper
That's
and
all good.
whatnot
That's all.
now.
I'll jack it out. Like because she's your wife, she's like you're a team. That answer kind of works for the two of you guys, I think. That would make sense, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
And what
Yeah, Jack
type of food
Allen's
is
is
Jack
good,
Allen's
man.
Kitchen? I think it sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it's American food. We got chicken fried steaks. They've got an awesome brunch on Sundays that we love going to. So
What street is that on?
that they've actually got four of those now.
Okay.
It's a farm to table style place. We go to the one at the Y, which is off 71 and 290. But I believe his sons own like Barley Swine and Odd Duck.
Oh, those are those guys. Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Gilmores. So yeah, they do a really good job.
Yeah, they kill it. They do it. They're all right. Yeah, definitely. Well, cool.
Yes.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. I like to keep these short and sweet because I know a lot of people have said like, "What's going on with Jerry? What are they doing?"
Yeah.
So I want, I just want to spread the love, and I can't wait to visit Dallas location. That sounds crazy.
Wait, Kevin, thanks for all the support, man. I appreciate you having me on, and I can't wait for you to get down to either Austin or Dallas and us link up.
I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you an email before I come out. But have a great week. Good luck with this. This is exciting. It's going to be an interesting challenge. That not like
Very
you.
interesting.
You guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take it easy, Mike. All right, bye.